The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Hello, Rolien Marx. Good afternoon to you. Big news day in Israel today.
Big news. Within the last 24 hours, we have seen somewhat 60 rockets fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel. At the moment, we are in a state of high alert. The Prime Minister, the Defense Minister, the security establishment have not ruled out a wide-scale operation, despite the fact that we have an election in a week's time. So let's take a look at the situation that has precipitated this. Yesterday, two Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists were caught coming towards the border with Gaza and Israel and planting two IEDs or improvised explosive devices. They were neutralized by the IDF. And because there are snipers along the border, these are Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad snipers, the IDF opted, instead of sending soldiers with stretchers to retrieve the body of the terrorist, because our policy is that we will not return the body of terrorists until the remains of our soldiers, Oron Shaul and Hadar Golden, are returned back to us for a dignified burial. The IDF opted to send a bulldozer. The bulldozer in no way harmed the body, but the body was retrieved using this bulldozer because it can withstand any attack from snipers. In response, Palestinian Islamic Jihad have launched at least now about 60 rockets from Gaza into Israel, and it has resulted in the Israeli Air Force, the Israeli Defense Forces striking targets within the Gaza Strip, as well as Palestinian Islamic Jihad targets in Syria, killing six Islamic Jihad operatives. At the moment, many schools in Ashkelon, in the Gaza surrounds, are closed. The service roads are closed. The train stations and train tracks are closed. A couple of hours ago, a rocket landed in a playground. Thank goodness, because schools are closed, because of the situation, nobody was injured. Also, unconfirmed reports that a house was struck in Netivot. It could also be shrapnel from rockets that have been intercepted. And more iron dome batteries have been moved to the south to protect our southern citizens. So at the moment, a very, very tense situation between Israel and the Gaza Strip, and we are anticipating a possible escalation.
Rolien, I'm just trying to understand this in context. I mean, this has happened a few times over the past few months. This is a body. It's not the most significant event that has happened. 60 rockets, you say. Was that the real reason for this barrage? Or is there something else going on?
Well, I think they're also trying to take advantage of the fact that we are very close to an election. We heard taunts from Hamas just a week ago saying, you know, you don't have a proper government, you just have a caretaker government. So I think it's very opportunistic. But organizations, terror organizations like Palestinian Islamic Jihad really don't need any excuse to fire rockets on Israel. If you look at the charters of these organizations, Hamas included, they are genocidal. They want the destruction of the state of Israel by any means necessary. They know that we will respond, that we will defend our citizens. They also want maximum sympathy from the world. They want that
civilian,
traumatic picture, and
yeah,
I don't think they got it yesterday with the bulldozer situation. They didn't get that. You know, Hamas said it's not in their interest to have an escalation. And, you know, unfortunately, it brings a lot of suffering to people in both areas. The residents of the south have been asked to please stay close to their shelters. Many cities in the surrounds have opened their shelters just in case we have a severe escalation. And as somebody who's works with an organization that deals with trauma, the trauma that is caused by these rockets, the sirens, the mortars, is far-reaching, from babies right up until the elderly. And we can imagine the trauma on the side of innocent civilians in the Gaza Strip who don't want entities like Palestinian Islamic Jihad firing from within their civilian infrastructure and inviting retaliation. However, I must stress this, that the IDF and the Israeli Air Forces are using pinpoint precision, and we are managing to avoid any civilian casualties.
Let's move on to something else very significant in Israel, is the coronavirus. It appears to have spread somewhat, and Israel taking some very serious action to contain the spread. Over to you. What is the latest?
Okay. Well, we're talking on WhatsApp, so at the moment my rocket alert's going crazy. But so if anyone hears any beeping, it's that. Yesterday I received a message from somebody, and I was quite perturbed by it, who said that Israel seems to be quite nonchalant in the way that they are handling the coronavirus. And I must stress that Israel's doing everything in its power. In fact, Israel's facing some criticism on social media and other media from people who are saying that perhaps we are a little too draconian. But the situation is as follows. Yesterday, the health ministry found out that there was a delegation from South Korea, some of whom had tested positive for COVID-19, which is the coronavirus. As a result, they appealed to the public, anybody who may have been in the following places or come into contact with them, to please be quarantined. At the moment, we have over 100 Israeli school kids who are in quarantine, and the health ministry is contemplating quarantining visitors from Italy and Australia because of the levels of COVID-19. Yesterday, we also rerouted a plane, a South Korean aircraft that was bound for Israel. We routed it back to where it came from, as well as we've barred entry to residents from certain countries, including Japan, South Korea, Singapore, Thailand, China. We also instituted a law that says if you break quarantine, you could face a jail term of up to 7 years. And some people said this is a little bit drastic, but we are trying to protect our civilians. This is the priority right now. Sadly, El Al has had to cancel or suspend direct flights to places like Tokyo, to Hong Kong, to Thailand and others, because we want to avoid this at all costs. And South Korean citizens have been asked to please leave Israel because of the threat of corona. So it is something that has been taken extremely, extremely seriously by Israel, by the health authorities. I really ask people, if you do have any questions, please check our health ministry website in English or in Hebrew, or, you know, message me and I will explain, and I will try and answer as many of your questions as possible. But this is something that we are taking extremely, extremely seriously. So far, nothing from South Africa has been noted for quarantine or banned in any way.
Okay, and then very quickly, Rolien, let's talk about Aalst in Belgium. We spoke about this last week. The carnival, is it proceeding? What's going on?
Yesterday, the carnival went ahead with some of the most diabolical images that we've seen in a long time. The caricatures, this year, and I'm reluctant to call them caricatures, featured men dressed up as chassids, but the bottom half of them were insects. They were referred to as vermin. Wow. With the stereotypical big Wow. noses. A fake wailing wall was put up, and some of the most appalling anti-Semitic invective posted on this. There are a number of Jewish organizations, the Israeli government included, calling for an end to the carnival, calling for some drastic measures to be taken. I know the AJC have appealed to the European Union Parliament to please put an end to the racism, the anti-Semitism, and an appeal has gone out to the King of Belgium. You came to Jerusalem a couple of weeks ago and said never again. You cannot sit by and let this happen in your own country, where tens of thousands of Jews were put to death during the Holocaust, and the kind of imagery and the kind of rhetoric has come back to Belgium, this time a couple of kilometers from the capital in the town of Aalst.
Rolien Marks, it's 5:30. That's where we leave it. I just want to end by saying I hope you and the whole of Israel